Normandy, as I know it, and Desert Storm, as I've seen it on television, the one big factor sticks in my mind is press coverage. Now, during the war, you had 100% censorship. Now, Desert Storm, you didn't have it, because it's a different world. And I often said to myself, we could never... Is that for me, all?
Excuse me, Lou. Yeah. It's George Koch, one of your...
Well, you'll be gone.
This has been so funny, because Lou has been getting calls from all over the United States.
I think it's amazing.
And it is cute, because the best part of it is, in 48 years, I've never been able to get him to go to Las Vegas. Uh-huh. And I've been dying to go. So when the reunion was in Las Vegas, I said, somebody's looking out for me, you know. But he's been getting calls from all over the United States. And I hear part of the conversation, and I ask him after a while, and it'll start out like, are you that tall, skinny, curly-headed kid, you know?
Uh-huh.
And Lou will say, well, are you the redhead that I pitched the football to and you fell off the dock, you know? And so it's been the nicest thing, really. It's wonderful.
How did you and Lou meet? He said you got married while he was on leave.
Lou and I have lived in Carteret, and we belong to the same church. And I was, I think, 5 years old, and he was six. I was in a church play, and his mother and he were sitting in the first row. See that dark little girl? When she grows up, I'm going to marry her. And we went to different schools. I went to Woodbridge, and he went to Carteret. We started to date, but it was nothing serious until after he got home from the service. But we were friendly, and we did go to different schools, but... We dated occasionally.
And you have how many children?
We have two children. Uh-huh. We have Bruce, he's 44, and Diane is 40. We'll be married 48 years in May. We did not live for just today.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the thing of it. Today,
I think that has a lot to do with it.
Today's youngsters live for today.
Uh-huh.
I was at a checkout line at the supermarket a couple of years ago. And there were two very pretty young girls talking. And one said to the checkout girl, well, I hear you're getting married. She says, what made you decide? She says, well, you know, if it doesn't work out, so I'll get rid of him. I mean, this to me, I was just shocked. I didn't say a word, I just listened.
Right.
But I thought, what a fool.
Uh-huh.
Don't get married if you have that kind of
attitude. Oh,
yeah,
they feel the as being a staff officer and a flag,
no,
flag.
We've just been very lucky.
And,
very, very lucky.
You'll really enjoy
in our relationships.